15 years ago, a writer at the Houston Chronicle called Mexican singer Vicente Fernandez the Sinatra of ranchera music, a title that makes sense on more than a few levels.
It's musician and day-to-day contributor David Was.
They were both the avatars of their chosen style. Both parlayed their musical fame into a successful movie career, and both earned iconic status and nicknames commensurate with their achievement. Sinatra, of course, was the chairman of the board, and Fernandez, el ídolo de México, the idol of Mexico. Now 66 years old and still going strong, a retrospective of Fernandez's work called The Living Legend is being released this week by Sony BMG. It collects 36 songs on 3 CDs from a catalog of over 80 albums. His love of music began in a small town in the state of Jalisco, where young Vicente took to the rural folk songs known as rancheras, born of a new national consciousness and a rejection of the colonial culture of Spain. The mariachi bands that accompanied the ranchero used the conqueror's traditional instruments, violins and trumpets and guitars, but the lyrics dwelt on the lives of the less privileged, their romantic passions, their patriotism, and their devout love of nature. In one of Fernandez's songs, Se Vende un Caballo, his horse even makes a cameo vocal appearance. While the Sinatra comparisons reflect his immense popularity throughout Latin America, his vocal approach and legendary will to perform suggest another pair of American pop icons, Roy Orbison and Bruce Springsteen. Ya me voy muy lejos. Like Orbison, Fernandez is a singer with the dynamic range and sonorous pipes one considers operatic in nature. And like Springsteen, he's known for performing till the curfew kicks in, and sometimes longer. Milking the audience like a stump politician, he would tell them in Spanish, Mientras ustedes no dejen de aplaudir, su gente no deja de cantar. As long as you keep applauding, I'll keep singing. In a Hitchcockian twist in his fortunes, Fernandez assumed the throne of King of the Rancheros after the untimely passing of a series of his forebears, Jorge Negrete, Pedro Infante, and Javier Solís, leading him to remark that he was the youngest of the legendary singers and also the oldest living. And he's one of the best paid. He lives La Vida Buena on a 500-acre horse ranch. Fernandez may even invade the town that Frank built. Rumor has it he's planning on opening a casino in Las Vegas called Guadalajara, Guadalajara. Ring-a-ding-ding, mis compadres.
The voice of Vicente Fernandez. His retrospective collection is out today in stores. Our reviewer is musician David Was.